Zechazor zich in het Shabbat Chesach Shagav, Yom Yom Sechaz Vachem Daf Lamed Vav, Zok de Mishnah. If one shechted a carbon with the intent to leave its blood or its amer until the next day, or with the intent to take them outside the Azor, Behuda says the carbon is possible, and the Chum say it's kosher. The Mishnah continues, if someone shechts a carbon with intent to apply the blood to the ramp in the Mizbech, or not opposite the base of the Mizbech, or to apply below the line when it should be applied above the line, or vice versa, or to apply on the outside of Mizbech, that which should be applied onto the inside of Mizbech, or vice versa, or with the intent that Tomei people should eat it, or that Tomei people should offer it on the Mizbech, or that people without a bris should eat it or offer it, or with the intent to break the bones of the carbon Pesach, or to eat from it when it's half raw, or with intent to mix the blood with the blood of the Pasul Karbonus, the carbon remains kosher. This is because the only intent that makes the carbon Pasul is intent to consume beyond this time or place, and the intent to shecht the Pesach or Chatos not lishmo. Frekt the Gemara, what is the reason for the view of Rabbi Yehuda? If the Gemara, but Loza said there are two psukim that teach the halacha of noiser, loisisim menu ad baiker and lo yaniach mi menu ad baiker. The second pasuk is not needed to teach regarding leaving it past his time, so it must be teaching for a case of intent to leave past his time. Frekt Gemara, this extra pasuk is needed for the drush of a brayse that teaches the various karbonos which are limited to eating for the day it's offered and for the following night. If the Gemara, the pasuk could have said loisisiru, but instead it says lo yaniach. It's the use of this verbiage that teaches regarding the intent to leave past his time. Fact number, this only gives the base of Rabbi Yehuda regarding the psul of intent to leave it over. What about the basis of the psul of the intent to take it out of the Azara? Further, we see in a brayse Rabbi Yehuda's view is based on svara, not a pasuk. The brayse says that the svara is that if actually leaving it over to the next day makes the carbon pasul, then intending to leave it over should also make a pasul. Rather, his view is based on svara. If so, why doesn't he use his svara to argue in all the cases listed in the Mishnah? Mar says there's a reason why he doesn't argue by each case. And Mar explains, he doesn't argue regarding breaking the bones of a Pesach or eating from it not fully cooked, because even if someone does these things, the carbon doesn't become possible. The same is true when a tummy person or a person without a bris eats from or offers a carbon. Again, the carbon doesn't become possible. Another reason is that the person with the intent does not have the power to make the tummy person or the person without the bris to actually eat or offer the carbon. That's why his intent to do so can't make the carbon possible. Mar continues explaining, he doesn't argue regarding the mixing of the blood because he is of the opinion that blood is not mevatel other blood. He also doesn't argue regarding putting the blood in the wrong place because he holds that putting it in the wrong place on the mizbeach is given the status of putting it in the right place. He also doesn't argue regarding putting it on the wrong mizbeach altogether because he holds that it only becomes possible when it's put in a place where it's sometimes appropriate to put the blood and the meat and the amorim. Inside the heichal is never appropriate for the meat and the amorim, and therefore intending to put the blood there will not make the carbon possible. And the Mara says, although we find elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda seems not to hold this way, we find other places where he does, and therefore we have to say that there are different views as to what the view of Rabbi Yehuda was regarding this matter. Zok Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if one had an intent to leave it over and then had an intent for pigle, the carbon would become pigle. Rabbi says it can be proven from the fact that a pigle intent is not effective until the kohen follows through with his rika. Essentially, until it actually becomes pigle, it was intended to be left over until after its time, and then only and later on becomes pigle. This is really the same thing that Rabbi Abba is saying. Gemara says, nah, it's not a proof. The cases are different because a regular pigle intent is made of one intention, whereas Rabbi Abba is talking about having two separate intentions. Yes, Rabbi Abba, Braisa says, if the kohen intended to do the zrika below when it should have been really done above the red line or vice versa, then if he intended to do so on the same day when the zrika should have been done, it's kosher. Therefore, if he then intends to consume the carbon outside his place, it's possible and there's no kares. However, if he had then intended to consume it beyond its proper time, it would make the carbon into pigle and there would be kares. On the other hand, if he had initially intended to do the zrika in the wrong place on the next day, it's possible. Therefore, if he then intended to consume it outside its place or beyond its proper time, it would be possible. And there will be no cars. This refutes Rabbi Abba. Zok Gemara to Yufta. Gemara continues. Rav Chisda, name of Ravina Bar Sila, said if a kohen had an intent that tamei people should eat the carbon beyond his time, it becomes pigle and there's a chi of cars. Rav said it can be proven from the fact that the meat of the carbon is not fit to be eaten before the zrika, and yet when the kohen has a pigle intent, it becomes pigle. Gemara says not a proof. In Rav's case, the zrika will be done and the meat will become mutter, whereas in Rav Chisda's case, the meat will never be fit to be eaten by the tamei person. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Rav Chisda said that Rav Dima Bar Chinuno used to say, with regard to the meat of a Pesach that was not broiled, and toida breads from which the kohen's portion was not separated, one would be chai of kares for eating them while he is tamei. Rav says it can be proven from a brisa which says that the words asher lahashem in the pasuk teach that a tamei person would get kares for eating the amorim of kochim kalam. We see that although they are not fit to be eaten, the tamei person would be chai of kares for eating them. Here too, even though these things are not fit to be eaten, the tamei person would get kares for eating them. The Gemara says not a proof. The amorim of kochim kalam are fit to be consumed on the mizbeach, whereas the pesach that was not broiled and toida breads from which the kohen's portion was not separated are not fit to be for consumption by people or by the mizbeach at all. So that's the difference. The Mara ends off over here in Hadnalach, Perek, Kol, Hapsulin.